Hey everybody, and welcome to another Home Staging Tips episode. Today we are talking about pantries, closets, and cabinets, and talk about some organization tips that you can use. So starting with the pantry, let's talk about that. Now, pantries can come in many different shapes and sizes. Sometimes it's just a cabinet overhead. I have a pull-out drawer in a big, long cabinet. I used to have a walk-in pantry. So everyone has different sizes of ones. The best way that I can see if you need to organize your pantry is to sort them in categories. I sort them by canned goods on one shelf, boxed goods on another. Maybe you have some bagged items like chips and things like that, or snacks. Put those type things together. So that's one way to sort them. If you have a closet, you can put, you know, things that are easily accessible and things that you see right away in the middle, because those are used most often, so they're easy to reach. The top shelves may be used for weekly items, right? Maybe you don't use it as often. And on the bottom shelf are things that you rarely use, maybe on a monthly basis, like paper towels are a really good place because they're so tall, and the first shelf is a little bit higher than normal anyway. So if you have a pantry that you kind of walk into, a kind of a closet, like I said, you might want to stay with the middle shelves, things that you use daily, the top shelf, things that you use weekly, and on the bottom shelves, things that you rarely use, maybe on a monthly basis. But if you have it as a cabinet up high, like maybe above a stove or off to the side of the stove, and that one, I would kind of switch it up a little bit. The lowest shelf would be things that you use daily. The middle shelf would be something you use weekly. And then the top shelf, because it's harder to get up there, those are things on a monthly basis, okay? Cabinets in general in the kitchen, for example, you know you have those little ones that are probably above the fridge or way up high. Those types of things, I would put things that you don't use as often, like maybe platters or holiday items, something like that. And that's something that you can and take a look at. So those are, when it comes to the kitchen, pantry and cabinets, glasses, dishes, those are the types of things that you need to get at frequently. I know for my glasses, for example, I have one cabinet just for glasses, where the juice glasses, the smaller glasses, are down lower. The wine glasses are up higher because we don't use them as often. And then maybe some other, like I said, holiday type things are up higher. So that's how you can organize your cabinet that way. And then for closets, when you're talking about organizing them, again, everyone has different sizes. I used to have a walk-in closet that was just wonderful, had drawers and lots of double hanging rods and single hanging rods. And now I have a 3-foot armoire, wide armoire, and that's it. So I'm very particular on what I put in that closet. So you definitely want to think about, if you have a small one, only put in the current weather or seasonal clothes. So for like the summertime, I have right now, which I'm going to be changing out here soon, are the tank tops and the short sleeve shirts and the shorts and things like that. I'll have some dresses that are in there that are summer dresses, but then when it comes time to fall and the winter, I'm going to change all that out and have my long sleeve shirts and sweaters, hoodies, you know, fleece things, warm weather gear are going to be coming into my little closet, and jeans, long pants. You know, I have a separate dresser. Actually, it's a chest of drawers where I have workout gear and things like that, but that's a separate closet, if you will. But your main closet where you hang your clothes, again, I'm limited to just 3 feet. That's it. And it's just a one single rod to hang all my stuff. So I store my out-of-season clothes. You can store that under your bed. I have them in a suitcase in the storage room because I have no other place right now because we're renting a home. So right now, all my out-of-season stuff are in a suitcase. that I'm not going to be using until we move again. So that's how I store them. You can easily put them in a vacuum sealed bag. You can put them in a big tote, one of those clear ones, or colored ones. Maybe you color coordinate them for the family members, depending on which one. I actually do that when I had younger kids, and I still do this from my kids, is when the weather changes, I would change out the closet for them, because knowing my kids, they would want to wear a short sleeve or a tank top in the middle of winter. And I'm like, there's snow outside. I don't think that's going to work for you. So it was already mom approved when I changed out their closets, because I already put in the warm gear of sweaters and long sleeve shirts and jeans and sweatpants and things like that. So I already knew that I would approve of them because they're already in that closet and I changed it out for them. So that might be something you might want to think about for your kids too, if you have them, or even for yourself. And that's another thing, that when you see the clothes that you have in there, you can then will notice, when you're limited to the space, which ones you actually wear. I learned one trick from somebody, which I haven't tried yet, but it's a good one though, is if you turn the hangers all in one direction, like say the hanger faces one way, or the clothes face a certain way, or you hang them a certain way, you hang them one way, and then when you wear it, and you turn the hanger around the other way, so that you know you've actually worn that particular shirt because you've washed it and things like that, right? But if you notice that the hangers haven't moved, then there's certain clothes that you probably don't wear, and you probably need to just donate them or sell them or something, right? Maybe they don't fit right, or you realize, oh, I should have not gotten this. This is not kind of complement my wardrobe here. So that's another thing that you can do for your closet, is to help you organize your clothes that way. Another thing, one kit that I got for my kids' closets were adjustable shelving units. It's the wire type of thing, and I know, understand, some people are not crazy about the wire closet kits, but this one worked really great for my kids because I can adjust it to whatever I need as they grow. So it would be a double hang rod on one side, and maybe there'd be a single hanging rod and then some shelves. So on the double hang, I would put their shirts and things like that, maybe some dresses depending on the size of the kid. And then the single hang would have longer dresses, maybe were, you know, holiday dresses or church dresses. Maybe you had long pants or a costume or a robe, you know, those are the types of things you could put on that single hang. And then the shelves, you can put shoes on there, or folded items, like if you had jeans or shorts or t-shirts you didn't want to hang. So those are just some ideas and the different kinds of shelving that you can have in your closet. Again, when it comes time to selling your house, you want to think about what is actually in your closet. You don't want it over full, and you don't want things to fall out of the closet when a buyer comes through your home and opens up doors, because they will. They'll open up closets, they'll open up cabinets just to see, well, what do they fit in here? What's in here? You know, what can I store in here? So they will take a look, so just so you know. So you don't want things tumbling out of the closet or anything like that. If you put their bedroom linens in their closet, you put up at a taller, you know, higher shelf on top. So those are just some ways to keep you organized when it comes to your pantry, your cabinets, and your closets. So if you have any other questions, feel free to take a look at my other podcasts or my blog at bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. Have a great day.